Versant English Speaking Practice Test 8. Updated for the new Versant English Speaking and Listening Test. Copyright 2022 to 2024 by Test Prep Guides. Please note that these recordings are copyright. They may not be copied, shared with friends, posted online, or reproduced in any way. Please note, the Versant Test and the Versant English Test are registered trademarks of Pearson Incorporated, which is not affiliated with nor endorses these publications. Part A. Answer the question. Instructions. Give a simple answer to each question. Your answer should be 1 to 4 words, rather than a full sentence. You will hear 8 questions in this section.
Is orange juice a liquid or a solid?
Is a lemon sweet or sour?
Austin managed to work things out. Did he find a solution or get a new job?
Would you cook a meal in the bedroom or the kitchen?
Noelle felt exasperated. Was she upset or calm?
What month comes after September and before November?
Is a carpet usually placed on the floor or the ceiling?
Tyler is under the weather. Is he ill or on the beach?
That is the end of Part A. That is the end of Part A. Part B. Repeat. Instructions. Now you will hear 16 sentences. Repeat each sentence word for word.
We couldn't have finished the project without you.
He got a new car at that place downtown.
The ocean was calm, and all the stars were out.
He missed his flight and had to get a hotel for the night.
I'm afraid it doesn't feel very comfortable.
The Human Resources Department will make the announcement on Monday.
There's a 10% discount if you pay before the 5th.
She enjoyed watching the people on the beach.
They're really looking forward to moving into their new apartment.
If you haven't received the order by Wednesday, please contact us.
You can leave your coat on the chair by the door.
We had been told to work late, but he decided to leave early.
More students are taking business studies courses than ever before.
I couldn't afford anything in the store, so I didn't buy anything.
I'll call you tomorrow to touch base with you.
We offer a 90-day, complete satisfaction, money-back guarantee.
That is the end of Part B. Part C. Conversations. Instructions. You will hear conversations between two people, followed by questions. Give a short, simple response to each question. When you have finished all the exercises, listen to the recording again and check your answers using the answer key at the end of the book.
Are you done reading this book?
I'm not reading it. You can take it if you want to.
Thanks. I'll return it next week.
What did the woman borrow?
I'm going for a walk later.
You should take an umbrella in case it rains.
Thanks for reminding me.
What will the man take on his walk?
Is the train the quickest way to get to your house?
Actually, I think the bus is faster. The train has a lot of delays.
Thanks for letting me know.
How will the man travel to the woman's house?
According to the weather forecast, it's going to snow tomorrow.
Maybe we can go skiing this weekend.
We'll have to remember to take along everything we need.
What are they hoping to do this weekend?
Did you tell the boss that you were sick yesterday?
Yes, I told him this morning.
I only asked because we are supposed to do it.
What happened to the man yesterday?
John is such a friendly person.
I know, I really like him too.
I'm going to see him tomorrow.
Why do they like John?
That is the end of Part C. Part D. Questions on passages. Instructions. Listen to the two passages and then respond to three comprehension questions on each one. Passage 1.
Kay and Mark were planning on celebrating their 25th wedding anniversary on the weekend. They had arranged to stay at a hotel and eat a nice meal in a restaurant. They got in the car and traveled into the city for their romantic evening. When they arrived at the hotel, the manager told them that they didn't have a reservation, so they decided to stay in a much more expensive hotel.
What were Kay and Mark celebrating? What happened when they arrived at the hotel? What did they decide to do instead? Passage 2.
Martin is 85 years old and lives in a retirement community on the edge of town. He enjoys his life there, although he occasionally feels lonely because his children can't visit as often as he would like. He eats meals with the other residents every day, and he has commented that the food is pretty good. The nurses that work there are also very caring.
How old is Martin? Where does Martin live? Why does Martin feel lonely sometimes? That is the end of Part D. Part E. Retell the passage. Instructions. Now you will hear two passages. You will hear each passage once, followed by a beep. When you hear the beep, you will have 30 seconds to retell the passage. Tell as much of the passage as you can, including the names, action, and ending. You will hear another beep when the 30 seconds has finished.
Stephanie had a pet rabbit that she had gotten from the pet store. She paid a lot of money for the rabbit, but after a few weeks, she realized that her pet was not well. She took the rabbit to the vet, who said that her pet had a bad stomach infection. Stephanie got some special medicine for the rabbit, and after about 5 days, her pet was much better.
Annie goes camping every summer with her mother and father. They especially enjoy putting the tent up at a lake near their house, because they can also go swimming there. However, this summer they won't be able to camp at the lake because the road to the lake is closed. So they are going to go to visit Annie's uncle instead.
That is the end of Part E. Part F. Give your opinion. Instructions. You will hear questions about family life or personal situations that are familiar to you. Each question will be spoken twice, followed by a beep. When you hear the beep, you will have 40 seconds to speak. You will hear another beep again at the end of the 40 seconds.
Should workers get paid according to their education or their effort? Please explain your answer and give examples. Should workers get paid according to their education or their effort? Please explain your answer and give examples.
Should people give up cars and motorcycles to avoid causing pollution? Please explain your answer and give examples. Should people give up cars and motorcycles to avoid causing pollution? Please explain your answer and give examples.
That is the end of practice test 8.